Oh, yeah. And if you're not, well, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. You should be looking forward to the weekend. We have so many fun things going on here in Northern Nevada. Get out and enjoy the reason that we are fighting for Northern Nevada all the time. Go to a lake. Go to a pond. Go to a stream. Go to the mountains. Go to the desert. You know, we have petroglyphs here. I mean, come on. We've got it all, so get out and do something. And make sure you look to the sky every once in a while in the morning, especially if you're in way northern Nevada. Well, not way, way northern Nevada, because that's Gerlach and that area. But if you're up in Reno, make sure you look up into the sky in the morning hours, early morning hours for the GRBR. A lot of other things going on around the area, and we'll get to those. But I do want to tell you that some very interesting things are going on, and people are finally talking. And one of the things that I wanted to mention to you was the groups that are, starting up and already there and waiting for you to start one, okay? The thing is, you can't wait for somebody to start something that you're thinking about. And I try to tell you that here all the time at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And this is what we talk about. What can we do? What comes next? There are great organizations here in town from the Republican clubs all over Northern Nevada, not just here where I'm at, but all over Northern Nevada. And groups like Americans for Prosperity, you know, they have a chapter here. There's a chapter for the list is just crazy of what you can get involved in. American Patriots, Sparks Nevada. Start your own American Patriots group. Let's get one going for Reno and for Galena. And, you know, it doesn't have to be hundreds of people gathered around a table in a casino or some restaurant. It can just be you and a group of neighbors. It can just be you and a group of friends. Put it on Facebook. I know some people, a lot of people are against social media, but guess what? I hate to tell you this, but social media is here to stay. Pick an avenue that's right for you. You don't have to do them all. I don't even do them all. I can't do them all. There's too many. I have an Instagram account, a Twitter account, and a couple of different Facebook pages that I take care of. And I have LinkedIn, but you know what? I hardly ever go to LinkedIn unless I'm looking for a business contact. Do what you can do and what you feel comfortable with. Don't go with the whole, they're shutting us down. They're shutting conservatives down. They're silencing our talk. You know what? Well, then talk louder. Send out more stuff. Create a different page. Remember, things are done by algorithms, and they look for mass numbers, mass quantities of people doing certain things. So, you know what? We're little fish when it comes to working in the community and trying to get, you know, Douglas County talking with Douglas County Rants and Raves, or people in the Washoe County School District talking with WCSD Rants and Raves. They're not worried about that. So if you've got a conservative meeting that you would like to share, or it doesn't even have to be conservative. You know, everybody's stressing about, well, not everybody. People are stressing about, the Democrats registered so many more people than the Republicans. Well, you know what? There were 4,400 new registrations for voting for independent, nonpartisan. They just, You know, people are tired of the big parties, which I think is sad because I love me some Republicans. So I support all Republican endeavors. But there are a lot of independents out there that are talking, that are meeting, that you need to share the information. You need to ask questions. Now, that was the first thing that I learned from my mother when going to school, besides to always take a shower and look nice and wear clean underwear. The only dumb question is the question that isn't asked. Because then you sit and you think about it, and then you start listening to, you know, half-hearted conversations between two other people, and you usually get the information wrong. So let's stop getting information wrong. Let's talk about what's going on out there. Let's talk about it reasonably. Let's write to each other reasonably and thoughtfully. Angry words never get anything solved. So whether you're doing an opinion piece for the paper or putting a blog together, respectful thoughts, good words, good thinking, well thought out words, and people will pay attention. You know, you go in angry to situations, and that just doesn't help anybody.
That's a liberal point of view.
Yeah. They get angry. We get angry too. We get riled up. But it seems as though the left is always the ones who are taking violent action. Even though they want to pin it on you and me, they're the ones that take the violent action. So put your thoughts down into words. Do a little research. Pat somebody on the back every once in a while. You know, even a Republican, even an elected representative, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, independent, even elected representatives, get it right every once in a while. But as long as they know that we have our eye on them and that they are representatives and not officials glowering over us, you will do this now. We can work this out. There's a lot of angry talk out there, a lot of angry people. And when you're angry, you pull other angry people towards you. And that's not always healthy. I'm not some Marianne, I can't remember her last name, you know, running for president. It's all peace and love and, you know, kumbaya, because it's not, unfortunately. There will always be evil in the world. There will always be hate in the world. You need to know how to differentiate what is real and what is BS. Now, like the story that we had yesterday, a swastika found at Circus Circus. Somebody graffitied a wall. Are you going to buy into that there are so many anti-Jewish people or Nazis out there that this is a big deal? You know, I used to see bumper stickers all the time that said, you know, no fat chicks. You know what? Whoever did that swastika was one person's misguided BS opinion. You wouldn't even know about it if people weren't trying to stir it up and make you believe that there is all this hate out there. It is there, but not in the amounts that something is going to happen like that in our area. We won't let it. You paint over it, you move on, you smile at somebody, hold a door. I held a door open for a gentleman this morning as I came to work. We both came to the door at the same time, but I pulled it open first and I said, please. And he said, thank you, and smiled at me. It didn't matter what race he was. It didn't matter what religion he was. It didn't matter what sexual preference he had. I was just a person holding a door for another person. And that's what we need to focus on, and that's what we need to do more of. Don't give in to the people stirring things up that, oh, there was a swastika in a hallway. Yes, but it's the new hallway of where the kids are staying from UNR. Seriously? Don't we have more serious issues going on? If you know that there is a group out there, a group, or even a person who is violent, who may harm other people, make sure law enforcement knows about it. See something, say something. Maybe somebody else has reported their name. But that's really all you can do. You don't go hunt down the person who you think may have done that. But just report it. We've got a branch of the FBI here. We've got police. We've got sheriff's deputies. Every single county, imagine that, has sheriff's deputies. Report it to someone. Even if it's just secret witness. By the way, 322-4900. There are ways to be involved and not be involved at the same time. You want to stay anonymous? It's easy. It's easy. But don't let that stop you from being who you are. Someone who just wants to live a great life in a great city, in a great county, in a great state, and get people back to thinking straight, and stop giving in to all the hyperbole, the hype out there about how we're all divided, and look at where it's coming from. Because I know when I go to my gatherings of, 20, 50, couple hundred people, they're not talking like that. We're cheering on what is good and what needs to be accomplished, not how we can bring another group down and make them suffer. You know, they call them the right ideas for a reason. Just a thought. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk in Yerington, Smith Valley. When I say all of Northern Nevada, I mean all of Northern Nevada. You can send me an email if you would like at monica@991fmtalk.com. We got a lot of good stuff coming up, including an actual experience from the homeless community here in Northern Nevada. We're going to tell you what really needs to be done. Maybe you can help share the message with 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, we are live with your calls at 884-9910. That's 884-9910. See how we work that 9910 or 991 into everything? You can listen to a podcast if you'd like. If you missed a part of today's show or have to leave us at a certain time, that's fine. I know. I encourage work. I encourage work. So you can check out the podcast of the show at 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. Just click on podcast and scroll through to the day that you want. And you can also send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. And even though I have let it known, be known that I am part German, it's Monica with a C. M-O-I-C-A. M-O-N-I-C-A. I don't even know how to spell my own name. So one of the emails that I love getting every month and sharing this with you is just a reminder, is the Republican First Friday. So if you want to find out more about Republicans, if you want to find out more and just have some good food and some good conversation and meet some wonderful people, First Friday, it's just, you know, kind of set in stone there at Famous Dave's. First Friday. Just go on into Famous Dave's Barbecue. You can find the group, have some good food. Drinks are on you, though. So if you if you want a little cocktail or something, then that's on you. But today, being the first Friday, since we are in the new month of September, it is going to be at 5:30 until everybody's done talking. No time limit. You know, it's hard when people put restrictions and, like, these meetings that Krista McNeil is having, Dr. McNeil, with the Washoe County School District. You only get 1 hour with her. 1 hour to ask the questions that you have for her response. And make sure she responds to your questions. Or anybody responds to your questions. I know when I'm getting the runaround and I just smile and let people do what they're going to do. But I've spoken with many a politician, many an elected representative over my time, and you ask them a specific question, and guess what? They talk and they talk and they talk and they talk. And then you realize they never gave you an answer. Be listening. Make people answer your questions. Point out to them that you know that they didn't answer your question. Who are you supporting? Why are you supporting them? Why did you vote for this? Why did, you know, just answer the question. It's that easy. I think that's the first thing that you learn when you get into politics, is how to, I call it talk around. I don't know, you might call it politician speak, but it's just talk around. They just keep talking and talking until you've just got a smile on your face and they're charming and, oh, boy, this person really cares. And then you realize, you know, once they've moved on to the next person, they just talked around you and they didn't actually answer your question. Imagine that. So it looks like I have Paul on the line. I'm going to take a wild guess, since I was talking about First Friday, that it is Paul Jackson. But that's
yes,
just
is,
me.
Hi,
Paul.
How
Thanks
you doing?
For calling
Good.
In. Hey,
listen,
so are you all ready for tonight and the First Friday?
Well, actually, I'm on my way to Winnemucca. We're going to have a guest host tonight, Kevin McGee, who'll be keeping everybody straight.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're on your way to the convention then.
Absolutely. I just wanted to call and thank you for showing up last night at the Washoe County Executive Board meeting, and you know, helping us get the everything straightened out and moving forward with our gun drawing.
Oh, well, that's, you know, that was absolutely my pleasure. And I feel bad because there were a couple of, I need to start writing stuff down, Paul. Normally I just go into places and I speak from the heart and I forget things. And one of the things that I forgot last night, and I don't mean to traumatize people, but you can't waft away from your values and what you stand for because of a shooting. And I hate to say this, but you know, the shootings that we just had, Midland, guess what? We had a shooting before that. We had a shooting before that. We had a shooting before that. We're going to have another shooting. I hate to say it, but we're going to have another and another. And we can't react to them like people are reacting. People are reacting with their heart. They have sympathy. Oh, they don't want to rub it in their face. You have to have a thinking reaction, not a feeling one. And I think that, in my opinion, that's what they were doing. So I wish I could have expressed it a little bit more, but I was proud to be there. And you gave a wonderful talk as for pro as well. So it was great being there with you. And the majority of the crowd was for it. So it was really nice to see.
Well, I just like to thank the people that showed up and stood up for the Second Amendment. I'm very proud of them, and I think they should be proud of themselves. And I'd like to thank the people who were con, because they kept it respectful, and I mm-hmm. respect their opinion, because they're all good Republicans. I know each and every one of them personally, and they're all good Republicans. Their view on this particular subject was a little misguided, but God bless them. They you know, we're all Republicans. We're going to move forward. We're going to raise some money. I'm going to get some Republicans elected.
Oh, we're not going to just get some elected. We're going to get a lot elected. So you drive safely, Paul, out to Winnemucca, and, you know, make sure you keep up the good votes for all of us that aren't able to attend. And we'll talk again soon. I got to take a quick Fox News break, but you drive safely and know that we're with you, Paul.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's KKFT, and I am proud to say that we are the home of Fox News here in Northern Nevada. So let's get to a quick update on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open 884-9910. And, of course, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. And I do go through those during the show. So if you've got something quick that you'd like to send in, I am more than happy to read it for you, because I know sometimes people can't always call in while they're at work. And that's understandable. You know, it's nice to work. It's nice to be able to have a job. Lots of jobs out there right now. Really. If you want to be working, there is a job out there for you. So when you hear the Reno City Council or the Washoe County Commission or any commission talk about homelessness and there not being the resources for people out there, they're just making excuses, because the resources are there. 991FMTalk.com. I just had an email from a very wonderful gentleman who was asking me about a podcast for yesterday's show that he missed. And I said, no problem. The thing is, on the podcasts, and I promise at some point I will fix this, I was a man in another lifetime. So you have to believe when I say I will fix this. It might not be for a few months, but I will get it fixed. But you have to scroll through. It looks like there's only one podcast there. You actually have to move your little mouse over the top of it, and it scrolls through the different dates. So I have a wonderful producer who takes care of all of that for me. So trust me, they're there. You just have to go find them. So yeah, there's my producer, Dan. So be nice to him when you call, no matter what day it is, because he decides if it's a fabulous Friday or a manic Monday. I just come in and do what I'm told. You know, there are a lot of things going on with development in this area, and it is not just Reno. It's not just Washoe County. It's development everywhere. Everywhere. But do we have the resources? Do we have the water? Do we have the sewer systems? Do we have the schools? Do we have the everything that it takes to be putting in all of these large developments that people want? We all go through the same thing. We're all having the same issues, but we do have different issues as well. So if you are up in the Lake Tahoe area, I do want you to know that they have wonderful meetings and, you know, things like that that you can attend. And especially today, there was one with the IVCB Community Forum. It's today at the Incline Village Library, and everyone is welcome. Every other Friday, this is going on. It started at 9 a.m. You still have time to go down and talk. That's what you do. You find out what's going on in your community and how important it is to stay in touch. Watch the blogs out there. Look at them. Find them. Read them. People for somehow have gotten into this idea that blogs are just angry people spouting off angry ideas or opinions. And a well-written blog, say like Washoe Rap, Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning, these people write things out, and in some forms, just straight information for you. Just boom, boom, boom. Here are the points. Here are the facts. So make sure that you check them out, because it's important to stay informed on your area, whether it be Washoe County, Lyon County, Story County, Douglas, Churchill, and find your representative. I cannot urge that to you enough. I know who my representatives are. Since I live in the county, it's Ben Kiekeffer and it's Marsha Burke Bigler on the commission, and my assembly person is Lisa Krasner. Know the person who represents you. You can find it out on the legislative website. You can find it out on the county website. You can find it on the city website. It is so important to know who your representative is. And you could think it's so-and-so for so long, and then we have these things called elections. So it might change. Because, hey, I love work. We all have to work. I work three different jobs. Guess what? You still have to pay attention. Let's go to those phone lines I just mentioned at 884-9910 and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica Matters. How are you?
I am doing great. What would you like to talk about, Jane?
I saw on cable news this morning that the Republican caucus in the state of Nevada was dissolving their primaries. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about that, but they've got a big state convention going on in Winnemucca this weekend. So that might be one of the things that they are talking about. I don't think that's a very smart idea. I mean, we should have primaries. So I don't know why they're discussing that. But, boy, I need to check that out. That's for sure.
If you do get any information on it, please broadcast it. It is very significant because it, of course, would mean that we don't have a say in who's going to be our potential elected official.
Yeah, that makes me very questionable about what's going on. So I will get with one of our county representatives or the state representative and see what's going on there. Thank you for that information. See, Jane, even I don't know what's going on unless somebody gives me a heads up, because I try to follow things for our rurals, and there are so many things going on with the recall Sisolak, with all the taxes that they're putting on. You know, people wouldn't even have probably known. You know, we're in such dire distress with the homeless issue, with the drug issue. We need more law enforcement. We need better roads. So let's raise taxes on diesel gas for the rurals. Let's just stick it to the rurals with mileage taxes as well, and stick it to everybody, actually. Yet the governor can go out and spend $17 million on new planes for himself. Well, for the state, but seriously, what? I mean, was that already, did Sandoval have that in the budget already? Was that a carryover? Was this something that Sisolak just decided to do? I would really like to have somebody tell me that story, because I know in my household, I'm not supposed to be purchasing things until all of the important stuff is purchased. If my husband is listening right now, he's laughing his butt off because that's what he tells me. But, you know, sometimes I don't always do that. But I would never spend $17 million on something when that there were other things that needed to be taken care of. Don't you love how that's kind of the mindset of a politician? Well, it's only $17 million. I mean, the school system or, you know, the counties say they need, you know, tens of millions of dollars for something. We need hundreds of millions of dollars to fix the road. What's $17 million for some new planes? What's wrong with commercial airlines? You have a schedule. You know your schedule. You book your flight. My husband does it all the time. He's getting on a plane this afternoon. What is wrong with using the services already out there? Imagine all the frequent flyer miles we could be racking up for the state to, you know, have other state employees fly places that they wouldn't normally be able to afford. Just makes you wonder the mindset. I don't think I have ever voted for a new tax. The last time I voted to increase something was bond revenue for the Washoe County Animal Services Building, for a new building to be put into place. So the Humane Society and the animal services could be together and it could be a better facility for the animals. They didn't actually build the best facility. You know, they have this big open area in the center, so that was poor planning, but that was the last time. And I don't think I had actually voted for anything before that, but I'm a sucker for the animals. We all have our things that we're passionate about. But once again, I wish the money was better spent. That's why you have to keep an eye on who you elect for things and who is on the different boards of different agencies, especially the ones that pay. Now, I sit on a board with some amazing volunteers. Dave Lawrence, I mean, you might remember him from Channel 8. Oh my gosh. Natalie over at AT&T. Jennifer, who founded the board that I'm on. We're all volunteer. Always makes me wonder when people are on a board that is a paid position for some reason. Wouldn't you figure that you just want to be on a board out of the goodness of your heart because it's something that you're passionate about? Why would anybody have to be paid to be on a board? I mean, unless you're the chairman and traveling all over the place, you know, yeah, that should be taken care of for you. But just to sit in a board meeting for a few hours and help make decisions? They should all be volunteer. That's just building a better community. But what do I say? It's all about the money, people. Even in charitable organizations. That's how the higher-ups get in trouble for new office furniture or cars being provided for them. You know, if my money is going to provide for a car for somebody, it's not going to be a better car than what I drive. Just saying. Look at financials. Do audits. And hold people accountable. That's what we don't do enough of, is hold politicians, elected representatives, people that sit on boards, planning commissions, water commissions, people who are making decisions in your life that you're not really sure of, check them out every once in a while and hold them accountable. You hold me accountable. I got the computer right here to prove it. Start holding everyone accountable for their actions, from the smallest thing to the biggest. That's how people get away with things, and things get away from us. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are 884-9910. I'm going to go hit this computer here in my lap and see what I can find out about the dissolving of Republican primaries. I don't know about that. Got to find out more. But that's what we do here at 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT. Yeah, 99.1 FM Talk. Also being heard in Yerington and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I love getting your emails. I love reading emails from people. And that's a great way for you to communicate because, like I said, I know some people can't call in while they're at work. But speaking of calling in, let's check the phone lines right now and check in with Patrick this morning. Hi, Patrick. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. We'd been talking through email, and I just wanted to reach out and personally thank you on the air for helping me with the situation that you helped me with. You gave me Paul's information and had me to speak with Paul, and he was an absolute treat. And he got me to a point where I was like 2 weeks of anxiety, and then after speaking with him, he kind of just really put my mind at ease and was able to get me into a mindset where I'm moving past that. So I wanted to reach out and personally thank you for that.
Well, thank you, Patrick. I'm glad that I was able to hook you up with the right person, and Paul puts me in that good place too. And yeah. And that's what we need. We need to push this negativity, and we can't control, unfortunately, the people around us. But no. We can control how we react to the situations and the people. And we have to rise above. We really do.
Exactly.
Because we're stronger than that, aren't we, Patrick?
And it's one of those things where it really comes down to integrity. We have to maintain ourselves.
Yeah.
And we can be flexible to a point, but in that email there was something else I was discussing with you. Like, for instance, our gun rights. We're being way too lenient with them. And I love when they say our ancestors were idiots. When great writers like Homer, they use timeless terms that if I say it, like for instance the word arms, if I say for instance the Romans bared arms against the Greek, okay, you can immediately picture the weapons they were using in your head. That's why they use the word arms, is because it evolves with conflict, it evolves with time, and it's these guys, man, I've watched over the last like 20 years, they just get crazier and crazier every year.
Yeah. And you brought up a great term there, Patrick, too, that just gets thrown around so much nowadays. And I love the way you use it. And that is integrity. You know, there are so many jobs out there right now. Employers need to be better with their employees, and they need to be respectful and mindful and have integrity, because if you are not being well treated at where you are, go someplace else. That's all you have to do. Just go someplace else to where you can find that integrity. You can find that employer who will support you and make sure that he is bringing you up just as much as he is working for his company, because he should be working for their employees as well.
And
so, Patrick, I am so glad you're...
Yeah. Thank you.
I am just so glad you're in a better place.
Thank you so much. And the last thing I'll say about it is just for any of those people out there that are listening, maybe thinking of starting their own business. I was in plumbing in Orange County, California for years, one of the richest places in the world. And trust me, if you are honest, you speak with integrity, you act and do what you say for your customers, you will be wealthy for the rest of your life. Just maintain, promise people and maintain. And that's it. And again, thank you so much, Monica.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I am glad you're in a better place, and I'm always here for you. And so is Paul. And call in anytime. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. That's the difference right there. And Patrick just put it into place for us. There are people out there who are willing to tell you to do something, to change your situation, to be a better person, to stand up for yourself and stop listening to the naysayers around you. Stop during, you know, stop doing the dance and listening to those people who want you to do what they want you to do. I learned at a very young age, and actually from a psychiatrist, believe it or not, because I was having issues when I was young. I hated going to school. I hated it. So my mom put me into, you know, had me talk to a professional counselor when I was really little. And I just wasn't crazy about people. And he told me, you know what? You decide your reaction. They don't decide it. You decide for yourself. Nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do.